You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn. One Republican incumbent and two Democratic challengers are with us today, each one seeking one of the four open seats on New Hanover County's Board of Education. Each of those seats carries a four-year term. You can ask your own question on this Thursday by sending an email to coastline@whqr.org. You can also call us today at 910-343-1138. What issues do you want the Board of Education in New Hanover County to consider in the coming years? Joining me now is Stephanie Adams. She served as a consultant with the School of Education at Johns Hopkins University. That assignment brought her to North Carolina in 2007, where she worked with eight different high schools across the state to decrease dropout rates. She now works as a corporate training manager and has lived in Wilmington since 2008. Stephanie Adams, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you very much for having me.
What did you learn during your work with those eight different high schools in North Carolina about what helps to decrease dropout rates?
Relationships. Number one, it's about the relationships that we make and the partnerships that we create with our communities. Another big lesson, though, that was learned during that time is that you can't make change happen by forcing people into it. It has to be a collaborative process. So a lot of times when I would go into a school and we were implementing whole school reforms that were research-based and we knew that they worked, and again, going back to the relationship piece and going back to helping students support where they had gaps. The big part of that was you can't get people to the how until you help them understand the why. And so when we would talk about why we were going to do these reforms, you have the conversations, you have open dialogue, and people are willing to work together. I think that's one of the things we've been lacking in New Hanover County schools is we need more conversation and dialogue with our parents, our community, and our educators.
What's an example of an issue in New Hanover County that you think would benefit from greater dialogue or investment on the part of stakeholders?
I mean, the redistricting conversation is the perfect example. When the high school plans were put out last year, there had been very limited dialogue ahead of time. And I think parents felt a little bit, how is this happening? You know, I don't know anything about this. I don't feel informed. I think they've done a better job with the middle school. They are having some forums that unfortunately have been canceled due to the hurricane, but I know that they're looking to reschedule. But it's really, people want to be a part of the conversation. And sometimes if you're just told, this is how we're going to do it, your initial reaction is going to be no, even if it's best for your kids. So I think we just need to get more people involved in the conversation.
What would you say to a parent, for instance, who says, I actually bought my home in this neighborhood because I wanted my kid to go to this particular school, and now you're telling me that I can't?
I would say I understand. I am that parent. We chose a house in an area specifically for a high-performing school. And I get it. I understand property values. I understand that we want our child to go to a great school. But every single school in New Hanover County should be a great school. It should have equal opportunity for resources and support. And so it shouldn't matter where we live. Every school should be a great school, and that's what we need to work towards.
So when we look at some of the poorer performing schools in the county, let's take Virgo, for instance. Mm-hmm. What best practices could be brought to Virgo to increase the performance there?
Again, going into the community piece, I worked in one of the high schools that I worked in, we had a student success center. The student success center was a room, and within that room, a student could come in with any problem, whether it was homelessness, pregnancy, just I need help filling out a college application. Within that room, you had multiple nonprofits represented. There was always a caring adult able to stop and talk to you and help provide you with the direction that you needed to go. We need more of that. We have amazing nonprofits and amazing organizations in New Hanover County, and I think sometimes we have so many that are drawing on so many resources, they're not working together. And if we collaborated and brought them all to the table and said, what can you do? How can you support? If we bring them together, we will be able to support our kids from a better perspective.
What about teachers? Do you think they're supported?
I think having worked in the Northeast and worked with educators, I would like to see better treatment of our North Carolina teachers. We need to pay them more. We need to give them more respect. We need to give them more support. Our teachers are there to help our children learn. But every day, they are the caregivers, they are the counselors, they are the parents sometimes for a lot of our kids. And they deserve the support, respect, and financial that they deserve. They work so hard, and it is not a they come in at the beginning of the day and they leave it at home. Every single teacher takes that job to heart. It is a calling. It is not a job. And we need to do better by our educators.
And we know state legislators have admitted that there's more to do when it comes to teacher pay. Mm-hmm. There is a local supplement from the county that takes place. But who needs to give more money to the teachers? And how would you go about getting that money?
So, I mean, across the board, everyone needs to give more money to teachers, whether it's from our federal funding, our state funding, or our county funding. And I'm a big proponent of, again, having conversations. We have to get to the table and talk about how we make that happen. I want to see people vote pro-education at the state level. That is very, very important. A majority of our funding is coming from there. But we have to have the conversations. I pull from data a lot. The educational consultant in me does that. If I can show you that there's a correlation between teacher pay and high performance, then let's talk about that. If it's about student support from a behavioral and mental health standpoint, we need to provide those counselors and we need to provide those support. Let's look at the data. Let's hear the stories. Let's listen to what people need.
How would you go about getting state legislators to agree to more money for the public school systems, whether it's for teachers or other resources in the school? You are running as a Democrat. Mm-hmm. There is a majority, a Republican majority in the state legislature. Do you have relationships? How do you build those relationships?
I have relationships, and relationships I don't have, I will build. I am a bulldog when it comes to doing things for kids. I have never had a problem asking for money, for resources, for support when it comes to our children. Our children deserve better. And I'm pretty confident that I can walk into any room and I will walk out of that room having someone see some of my perspective, because I can have respectful conversations with people. I can see your perspective, but let me tell you mine. And I'm going to keep pulling for our kids and our educators and the future of our community. Education is the future. We have to invest in it.
You said that you think teachers don't get shown the proper respect, aside from the whole mm-hmm. teacher pay issue. In what ways does that show up in the school system?
I should probably be careful with that word. It's not that they are being disrespected, but they need more support. We can't expect them to drive buses, to be the counselor, to feed the children. When I have a six-year-old in first grade, and our teacher reached out to us multiple times during the course of Florence, and I can't tell you as a parent what that meant to me, to check that we were okay. If you look at the stories across the county, teachers, and they are going into schools and they are cleaning out these schools and they are moving. They are doing the work for our kids. So being able to provide the resources and support back to them, other voices, yes, more money is part of it, but really giving them other voices within the community to help lift them up and have them feel like they are not carrying all the load themselves.
We know that there are better outcomes for kids when their parents are involved mm-hmm. in their education. But what about the socioeconomically disadvantaged folks who are busy trying to keep food on the table and keep the rent paid, and they don't have time to go to student or teacher-parent meetings?
That is where the relationship piece comes in. I've spent the majority of my working professional career in Title I schools, and Title I schools are where the majority of our students are on free and reduced lunch. Sometimes we are that family for those children, and that's okay. And if you have a community involved where they come in and that child knows that someone cares that they showed up to school that day, someone cares that they did well on that test, someone just stops and looks at you and says, "How's your school day going?" Those things make a difference and have an impact. Now, for the parents, we have to be more accessible to them. We have to have opportunities. And this is, I mean, for me, we always did food. We made it fun. We had music. One of the schools that I worked in Philadelphia, we had a parent center, and it was the greatest place to hang out. All the parents were welcome there. They knew each other from the neighborhood, and they helped patrol our hallways. It was a point of pride if you were a parent volunteer. They would come in, patrol our hallways. After a year of being a parent volunteer, you got a jacket. And let me tell you how many people wanted that jacket. So we've got to make the parents feel welcomed in our school, because they are dealing with a lot of things outside. I'm a parent. I spend my Saturdays at the soccer field. You know, I'm going to concerts with my family, and I'm a working adult. there's a lot of balls in the air at all times. I understand that perspective. We've got to do a better job from the school board perspective of communicating with our parents and making sure that they are informed, and we have to help them, not the other way around. They shouldn't have to find us.
We're talking with Democratic candidate Stephanie Adams, who is running for one of the four open seats on New Hanover County's Board of Education. Just a couple minutes left for you to get your question in during this live Thursday discussion, 910-343-1138 or coastline at whqr.org. We keep seeing charter schools popping up around the state and in this region. What do you think about their role in the public school system? Are they just taking resources away from traditional public schools, or is there a place for them here?
There is a place for them for very specific content. If you have a child that is interested, let's just say, in the arts, and a charter school which is being developed right now currently for the arts, that might be a viable option for you. But in the grand scheme of things, charter schools need to be held accountable to the same standards that our public schools are held to. They need to be able to provide busing. They need to be able to provide lunch. They need to make sure that our teachers are credentialed. And my other hang up with charter schools is that when a child goes to a charter and then chooses to come back into the public system, that money does not follow them. That has to change. If the child comes back, the money needs to come back.
And that's this edition of the Coastline Candidate Interview. Stephanie Adams, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks also to Bruce Schell, Nelson Bollier, and Aaron King. Voter registration is open until October 15th. That's an expanded deadline. Early voting begins October 17th, Election Day, November 6th.